Nolte, experts claim every kind of weather proves global warming is fair real. By John Nolte on January 30, 2019. America enjoys a winter filled with tons of snow and frigid cold weather, and out pops the climate hoaxsters to assure this kind of weather only further proves our planet is getting, warmer. This current climate hoaxster freakout is largely in reaction to President Trump's tweet earlier this week mocking the climate hoaxsters. In the beautiful Midwest, wind chill temperatures are reaching minus 60 degrees, the coldest ever recorded, he tweeted. What the hell is going on with global warming? Please come back fast, we need you. Naturally, this launched a million reactionary headlines from our oh-so-objective, unbiased, not-at-all left-wing media. Look at this embarrassing effing moron, screamed Esquire. Debunking the utter idiocy of Donald Trump's global warming tweet, pouted CNN. Here's why the crazy cold temperatures prove global warming is real, Forbes says reassuringly. What Trump keeps getting wrong about global warming, the Washington Post helpfully reports. But here is my personal favorite headline from, where else? NBC News. Yes, it can be this cold outside in a time of global warming. There are three party slogans in George Orwell's 1984, his masterpiece about an all-controlling centralized government that runs on lies, terror, and propaganda. See if you can pick out which party slogan I invented among the four. War is peace. Freedom is slavery. Ignorance is strength. Frigid weather means our planet is getting warmer. The climate hoaxsters say that this run of cold weather does not mean the planet will not warm over the course of years. Which would sound reasonable if these were not the same climate hoaxsters who told us global warming meant the end of snow. Or that this winter would be warmer than average. Or that a run of warm weather last winter proved the planet is warming. That last example is interesting, no? You see, last year our climate hucksters told us a run of warm weather proved the planet is warming. Which means we all have to give up our freedoms to a centralized government in order to save the planet. But a run of frigid weather this year also proves the planet is warming, and we all have to give up our freedoms to a centralized government in order to save the planet. So no matter what happens, no matter how cold or warm or temperate it is, everything proves global warming is fair real. Hey. Remember when the climate grifters told us global warming would make hurricanes worse? Remember how, when that scientific prediction was humiliated in the face of record low hurricane activity, these same climate grifters told us this lack of hurricane activity proved global warming was really fair real? Remember how during that crucial time between 2005 and 2015, that decade before the imminent flooding of Manhattan, the establishment media did not remove any of its personnel from a New York City that was about to be drowned? In fact, while CNN was telling us the seas were certain to rise, CNN shifted much of its base of operations from the inland safety of Atlanta to Manhattan, while CNN's then-parent company, Time Warner, spent billions relocating its headquarters just two blocks from the water's edge in New York. And, soon enough, I'll be asking if you remember how Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, a sitting member of Congress, went on TV and said the world would end in 12 years because of global warming. You see, no matter what happens, no matter what the weather looks like, no matter how false their predictions turn out to be, no matter often they act as though they don't believe in global warming, the climate swindlers still scream see, told Jasso. And almost always do it from a wildly expensive base of operations on the same coast they claim will soon be underwater. Any student of history can look back and discover that all of history's mass murdering socialists, from Hitler to Stalin to Mao, have manufactured audacious lies and scapegoats as a means to consolidate power into a malevolent central authority. Freedom is slavery. War is peace. Ignorance is strength. Cooling is warming. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.